This is San Jose in Dinagat Island, a town which bore the brunt of Super Typhoon Rai's fury on Thursday. What was once a thriving coastal community, now desolate. Mamerta and Hirondio Turing have been living here for more than 50 years, a home they built to raise a family. This is all what's left of it now.
The typhoon was very strong. We went downstairs to hide, but our walls collapsed. So we went to the neighbor. We were very scared.
Everywhere you look, there is destruction. It's been days since Typhoon Rai devastated the southern Philippines, but this community remains cut off from the rest of the world. Those who survived here tell us life will never be the same again for them.
Many here feel frustrated and abandoned. Hardly anything is spared here in Dinagat, not even its provincial capital. Like a landscape scraped by a steel brush or the immediate aftermath of a bomb explosion, this is how this devastation looks like up close. Mary Jane Basilio says she's grateful she survived the typhoon with her family and one-month-old baby. Now hunger has become pervasive here. There is nothing left to harvest. They have no money.
The kids are so small, I still need to be with my baby. I prayed to the Lord to please make the typhoon stop. The wind was already so strong and it started at 12 noon.
While 88-year-old Anastasia tells us she wants to be reunited with her daughter who lives from another town. Anastasia was rescued after her home collapsed beneath her. There are many others in San Jose too shocked to share their ordeal, while others say they plod on simply because they have no choice. Everything was wiped out in an instant, they say. Now there is only suffering. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Dinagat Province, Southern Philippines.